Hey yo. Gobbin shit for the Gaudian. That is what I was hiding. That was real love I was in. Ain't no reason to pretend. Gobbin shit for the Gaussons and feelings that I was Gaudian. Heavy on my mind, all my friends lost. They couldn't read the signs. I didn't want to tout, but tell them my location and I ain't want to walk. Truth is, since a youth kid, thought it was a face, thought it'd be like the phrase poof. Gone, but it's still going on. Big fan of the bass 10. Polka dot knows how it goes. Had to keep it on the subwoofer. Couple butterflies wanna float. I was always like, man, really interested, but I badged the brats and my boys like, bruh. This is crucial subject matter, sensitive like cooking batter. To the temperature that's rising, stepping on that ladder, trying to grab the rings of Saturn. I'm a planet by the time you hear this shit and chatter about the heat it, it will not fucking matter.
You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hencominum-speaking people on UBC Vancouver campus. I'm your host, Dork, and I have a very exciting episode, I think, today. It's all about gay stuff. So, for those of you who don't know, Pride in Vancouver is coming up. Pride weekend is this upcoming weekend, and there is so much going on. There's like an obscene amount of things going on. It's actually ludicrous. But it's also very exciting. And so this episode, I'm just going to be playing a lot of gay things, talking about gay stuff, and stuff like that. So Teachable Moments is a show all about being cool, or as close to cool as Dork can possibly get. So yeah, that's what we're doing today. I opened the show with Garden Shed by Tyler the Creator, off of Flower Boy, which came out in 2017. I wanted to play this track because obviously Tyler the Creator is not local, nor is he an especially unknown. But he is, I think, a really interesting figure in like queer culture, because he came out as, I'm not sure, it's like kind of unclear if it's like gay or bi, but he came out as like queer on this album, Flower Boy. And this isn't the song that has the like line that everyone kind of cited that was like, next line's gonna have him like, whoa, I've been kissing white boys since 2004. But I think that this song is a much better, not much better, but I really like Garden Shed as like the queer song of the album. Glitter is also pretty queer, but Garden Shed is all about like the insecurities of like coming out and like how scary that is and like what, how people are going to react. And so I think it's like pretty, it's pretty powerful in that way. If you haven't listened to it pretty closely, I would definitely give it a gander. But I think he's also, he like, Tyler's especially an interesting figure because he like was like, he got a lot of flack for being really homophobic in his lyrics and stuff in previous albums. And this song also addresses that, of like the overcompensation of like heteronormativity or whatever. And yeah, I just think it's a really good example. I really like it. So yeah. He's also interesting because he's a young black performer in hip hop, where queerness is not super common. Lil Nas X is probably the most recent hip hop artist to come out. There have obviously been queer hip hop artists in the past, but yeah, it's just kind of an interesting, he fills an interesting space, I think. And especially in a like world where like queer culture is often like, it's like very much like this white gay mask, like overwhelming experience, or like that's what we're kind of told it is. And like, yes, go Beyonce, and like, heck yeah, Mariah Carey, like these, this kind of like huge pop culture icons who are like pop and femme are like these idolized figures in the queer community, or like in like mainstream kind of, I'm like using very big air quotes right now. But yeah, he's like, that's not Tyler at all. So I'm going to play a couple more songs. This is Your Man by Nonla, a local artist. So yeah, thanks for listening. We'll be back very, very shortly. This is Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm him first, I'm my worst behavior. Did you ever think the fact would be the rap game savior? Oh, you don't like my flavor, you a bucket, you can suck it while you savor on the taste of a fugly, mugly pink hater. They are never gonna catch a vector from the best of the best, master. You can call me Wallace, flawless, I'm getting to the next bag faster. Screaming hallelujah, pastor, take me to the altar, halter. I ain't never, never, ever gonna falter. I'm so awesome, I'm so cool, and them haters are awesome. I'm so cool and them hitters awesome. I'm so awesome, them hitters pop them. Your girl good at math, so I'm gonna solve them. Screaming hallelujah, pastor, take me to the altar. Halter, I ain't never, never, ever done a falter. I'm so awesome, I'm so cool and them hitters awesome. I'm so cool and them hitters awesome. I'm so awesome, them hitters pop them. Your girl good at math, so I'm gonna solve them.
Whipping in soup kitchen.
Welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm your host, Dork, and you just heard Haterade by Mr. Wallace, who was playing at Sled Island this past weekend in Montreal. And then just before that, you heard Your Man by Nonlaw. Today's episode of Teachable Moments is all about, like, gay things. Just, like, a little earlier, I was talking about, like, the overwhelming white mask gay kind of representation that's, like, offered to the queer community. Something that I think about a lot. So I watched this show on YouTube called UNHHHH. It's, like, hosted by these two drag queens, Trixie Mattel and Katya Zamolochkov. Really funny. But there's this, like, kind of interesting phenomenon. Not even interesting phenomenon, but If you compare, like, and they were both on RuPaul's Drag Race, which is, like, a huge cornerstone of queer culture, and will be, I think, for a very long time. But if you compare, like, even, like, winners of RuPaul's Drag Race, who are queens of color, to, and, like the most followed or, like, most widely celebrated drag queens from that show, it's, like, overwhelmingly white blonde drag queens who are the most popular, which is, like, it's, like, I think a funny manifestation, not funny obviously, but it's this interesting manifestation of, like, white supremacy in drag, because, like, I feel like there's kind of this, like, cop-out energy of, like, well, RuPaul's black, so, like, Drag Race is, like, not at all, it can't, like, there are black queens and, like, Latin queens and, like, there are just queens of color all the time who compete, but it's, like, that's not, like, that's not the issue for Drag Race isn't, like, having people on the show. The issue for Drag Race is the success of the people on the show and, like, the success of the people outside of the show. So I just have been thinking about that a lot, because I just, like, I really like that show, but now I feel bad that I watch it, which I should, you know? But yeah, just something to think about. So we have some more songs coming up. I'm going to play some Kim Wardle. This is Sad Femme Club. Again, you're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'll see you on the other side.
Dear Goddess, give me patience, tired of trying to explain. I've got zero tolerance when they with my sacred space. Bar the trolls, hit the corners for escape. Build the platforms, take up space. Code the scripts and infiltrate. Cause you're never not fighting the racist system that keeps powers in place and that fails to acknowledge the root of your pain. Took it too personal, over emotional. Where are you from? Are you beauty or brains? Over the top, I'm too little or too much. By doing, I'm but do not talking class race and the sex intersections. My feelings are valid and I won't dismiss them. I was taught not to trust my own mind and decisions. My body is my body. I won't give them an apology. Indoctrinated habits like smile, nod your head. I'll talk less, close my legs. What? That's exactly what I just said. Are you serious? If I lose my right now, will I just be dismissed right now? If I lose right now, will I just be dismissed right now? Will I just be dismissed? Welcome to the Sad Fam
want enough. Hey, 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 hey. Welcome to the Sad Fam Club, baby. You want enough. Hey, 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 hey. Toxic masculinity is killing all the poetry. Hold my brothers back from free, flowing with the sea. Our tears like the holy ink to sink a patriarchy. Popping egos like balloons, cause we don't exist for you. Don't try to tell her to be calm. Colonial repercussions. Any questions? CC the boss. Oh, she's the boss. Expert of self. They pray the moon. She raps and spells. I'm attuned to what you're numb to. Check my mood ring. Did I ask you? No. I prefer my make-believe to their bull. I work within it, but at the end of shift, I build spectrums on the internet. I art attack because I'm an empath. Foundations, Philippinex. No limits on how I choose to express with my pixels and my queerness. You can't hold me back. If I lose my right now, will I just be dismissed right now? If I lose my right now, will I just be dismissed right now? Will I just be dismissed? Welcome to the Sad Fam Club, baby. You are enough. Hey,
no rules in this house. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
We're not just a radio station. We're a cool radio station. And we just want to chill. CITR and Discord are having a poster-making collage night at Redgate from 7 to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, July 30th. We'll bring the supplies. You just need to bring your body, heart, and soul, and an open mind. Come by for some snacks and stay for the memories.
Right, Regina?
Please stop talking.
Okay.
In recent weeks, the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and Two-Spirit, Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, Queer, Intersex, and Asexual Peoples released their final report.
From everyone here at CITR and Discorder, we would like to encourage all listeners, especially those with settler heritage, to take the time to read the report.
Consider ways you can work decolonial practices into your daily life.
To read the report, please visit mmiwg-ffada.ca or Google Reclaiming Power in Place Final Report.
I can't be more than you. I can't.
Okay, so welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm your host, Dork. This is Teachable Moments, etc. The definition of cool that we are exploring today is just like gayness. So you just heard Sad Femme Club. Sad Femme Club by Kimmortal and More Femme by Edge Slayer, who also was playing at Slut Island this past weekend in Montreal. And I really wanted to play these artists because something they like represent something that's very special to me, or like very close to my heart, which is femme non-binary experience, which is something that I too do. and just like this like weird the weird pressure of like femininity despite almost like not having no interest in femininity, but then also like having interest in it at the same time. And like what's too femme, what's femme enough, what's like comfortable, what's a comfortable level of femme. It's pretty hard to kind of decipher, and it's like hard to know if like the level of like femme that I want to present is because it's like how I actually feel, or if it's because that's what like I'm comfortable presenting because I've presented as a woman for such a long amount of time, or because I'm like just too scared to, or intimidated to like reach the level of like mask v femme kind of lifestyle that I want to live. So I really, really enjoyed those songs. And I have some more coming up. This is Why Can't You by Emily Toyota, which I really love. Yeah, so enjoy that. I'll talk about this more. Sorry, I'm kind of rushing through. I just have so much music that I want to show you guys. So, that's what this is. Enjoy.
Keeps
So you just heard December 28 by Shitlord Fuckerman, and just before that you heard Why Can't You by Emily Toyota, who's based out of Seattle. And yeah, I was just saying earlier about like how special non-binary, like especially femme to non-binary kind of transitioned people, like music that they produce is like, because it's something that I identify really strongly, and like it's like really... I think it's like really great that they're like producing the content that they are, and that like I'm like feel very lucky that I'm able to consume it, I guess. But yeah, something that I was thinking about is like I think that the last time that I saw like a public, like pretty widely circulated representation of a trans man, like someone who was assigned female at birth who's like now living as a man, is in Queer Eye when they did that episode on Skylar. But I feel like I see a lot more representation of trans women, or like fully transitioned trans women. I'm using air quotes. And I just think it's like interesting, just like on this, like on this topic of like worthy of representation, or like who is, this like there's like still this internalized misogyny where like someone who's assigned male at birth transitions into a woman and like is the woman, like living the life as the woman that they are, and that's like very brave. Like I'm thinking like Laverne Cox, like Caitlyn Jenner, like there's so many like highly publicized stories of this, but I like can't think of a single like trans man celebrity, like regardless of where they are and like transitioning. And yeah, I just think that it's interesting that like there are these like high profile trans women, and like it's so brave and so amazing, and like obviously it is, but like it is also really brave and amazing for people who are assigned female at birth to live, like finally realize their lives as the man that they are as well. But you don't hear about it nearly as much. And that's a failing, I think. Like not only in the like of the in the like Hollywood or like mainstream society, but kind of in the queer community. So that's something to keep in mind. A few more songs. I'm just really trying to get through it. I have so much music. But this is Dog Song by Sylvia Rath, who's also friended by a non-binary artist. And then I'm going to be playing International Waters by Pale Red. So yeah, enjoy that. Enjoy those. We'll be back very soon. Okay. Whew.
So convincing like a dog, I'm gonna follow you always.
Welcome back. You just heard International Waters by Pill Red. This is the show Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I am your host, Dork. What's up? I'm just going to be playing some of my favorite local queer artists. So up next we have Future Star with The Simplicity. And then, of course, what is a queer Vancouver showcase without Devours? Vivaldi, My Reptile. So enjoy those. We'll be right back. Teachable Moments, CITR 101.9 FM. What the heck is up?
I was scared of everything. Shadows on the wall. Didn't stop to realize light was coming from behind me. The shadows were just me. Didn't stop to realize I was dreaming from the start, only saw the rosy part. I closed my eyes but saw the cliff, walked toward it still. You were right there next to me, hold my hand and I feel safe. Tell me this is maybe faith.
This is a rectangular, mind-filling word containing whatchamacallit. Called a book. B-O-O-K, book. To read.
If you love books, art, zines, art books, zine art, books about zine art, zines about art books, or some other combination of those three words, why not come volunteer for the Vancouver Art Book Fair? Gain valuable experience, make cool friends, and score free merch. It's a great way to develop skills in event production, leadership, fundraising, and more. The Vancouver Art Book Fair takes place October 18th to 20th, but volunteer registration closes July 31st, so hurry! To register, visit VancouverArtBookFair.com.
Tune in to Tea Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
I hope you're willing to take when it's time to let. denial. I know you all too well. It's hard to admit we spent 25 years hiding out from ourselves. It's all we knew, it's all we knew.
Okay, we are nearing the end of our show. Unfortunately, this is a super gay episode of Teachable Moments on CHR 101 FM. I'm your host, Dork. You just heard Vivaldi, My Reptile by Devours, local gay favorite. I'm just going to play some more. So this is Jesus Was a Trans Girl by Kitty Prozak. Just a heads up, there is a slur for trans in the lyrics of the song. So if you find, like, obviously, like, take care of yourself. And then followed by that, You Like My Body the Way It Is by Backwash. Back X Wash. Okay. So yeah, Teachable Moments. Dork. That's me. Enjoy.
Girl, this I know. Why the Holy Bible tells me so. She had such long hair and a great big beard, and everyone around her thought that she was weird. Yeah, Jesus was a communist, this I believe, because of the wisdom that I didn't see. She was popping up bread everywhere she went, and people believed she was having sin. Far from it, maybe she was just really clever. Maybe she'll come back. I say better late than never. Jesus was a pacifist, this I'm sure. At least in the sense that she hated war. Blessed are the peacemakers, that's what she said. You'll live by the sword, you'll fucking run your day. Jesus loved you generously, but still won't die. All his friends and peers will be apple of her eye. Tomorrow she promised it won't be too long. Until the last one first, we'll reach out strong. And none shall be afraid. And none shall be
get it. I might have been hypnotized or I'm narcoleptic. if he made me in his image. It's amazing how I hate seeing my face up in the mirror. So clear, I can take out every waking day I'm here. Could the devil be a lie when the angels disappear with you? I'm so beautiful, so you're so true to my soul. Have no use for my flaws, I'm so truly a calm. I wake up and every day I feel like bliss, and I try to pin my feelings, there's a message in my kiss. Cause you like my body the way it is. 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 Can we wait a little minute? Can I put a little lotion so my face a little clear? Apologize for the commotion, even taking it there. I just hate how I look every way that I could. Cause maybe it's my boobs that could be a little bigger. Maybe it's my cooch that could seem a little different. I'm just saying if I could, and the docs understood, I would sacrifice my soul for this life I never owned. But when I'm feeling so cold, you don't get me a coat. Your touch gives me the warmth, you won't leave me alone. I look at you and every day I think of bliss, and I try to pin my feelings, there's a message in my kiss. Cause you like my body the way it is. 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 My body the way it is. You like my body the way it is. You like my body the way it is. You like my body the way it is.
Welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard You Like My Body the Way It Is by Backwash, another artist who was playing at Slut Island in Montreal this past weekend. So talented. I'm obsessed. Absolutely obsessed. So we are pretty much at the end of our show, which is pretty unfortunate. I have one more song for you guys. It's Immaterial by Sophie, who's a trans pop artist and producer. She produced a lot of Charlie XCX's most recent album, Pop 2. Really great album. A 10 out of 10 recommend if you haven't listened to it yet. But yeah, before I go, I just want to like have a few more parting words. I know I feel like I kind of rushed this episode, but just because I had so much freaking music, which is good. It's good. I just want to like reiterate that like every artist in... who's featured in this episode, like, is queer. Many of them are trans. Many of them are non-binary. If you are, like, if you're interested in music, I think it's, like, definitely a responsibility, like, to everyone to find queer and especially trans artists in their communities. I also want to, like, reiterate, like, I was talking a little bit about... like the representation of like specifically trans like experiences in the queer community and mainstream media. I just like I feel like I like didn't I felt kind of rushed, but I want to like absolutely clear that like trans women of color are like why we have any like semblance of equality or representation. And like if you don't acknowledge that, then you're being irresponsible and you're kidding yourself. So please enjoy Immaterial. I hope you liked this episode, and catch you on the other side. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the